gaze in the church.
What's happening?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, the issue of gay marriage isn't just one that we see in the secular world now, but it's even becoming a problem in the church. Why are we now seeing churches beginning to condone what the Bible obviously calls sin?
You're right. We do see more and more churches condoning homosexual behavior. In my homeland of Australia, a large denomination voted to ordain gay clergy. And in America, some Episcopal bishops voted to ordain a gay bishop. Many in the mainstream church are shocked at what's happening, but they really shouldn't be. Let me explain. A recent poll showed that of those teens in the church who call themselves born again, only 9% believe that there's such a thing as absolute truth. So I suggest that because most of the church has accepted the belief of millions of years and other evolutionary ideas, generations brought up in the church no longer see the Bible as absolute. Instead, they believe that the scriptures can be interpreted on the basis of man's fallible ideas. Generations in the church have been applying the same interpretive method to doctrines such as marriage. That's why we see such a problem in the church concerning the condoning of homosexual behavior.
Here's another problem the church has been facing, answering questions from skeptics. And perhaps the most asked question we receive at the Answers Ministry is, where did Cain find his wife? For the answer, read his free booklet at answersradio.com.